celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Hi, everybody. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio, where we talk about the travel and lifestyle for you and your furry best friend. So we know dog travel season, it's in full swing. And on today's show, we will take you to a Florida getaway that rolls out the red carpet for Fido, along with learning about a website dedicated to the health of your dog. And we will find out what company uses part of its profits to support our troops, plus some great giveaways and a Fido-friendly getaway, too. But first, let's take a Fido-friendly trip to the island resorts in Florida. On the line is Keith Overton to tell us all about this fabulous destination. Hi, Keith. Welcome to the show.
Hi. Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. I understand dogs can have a great time and a relaxing time at St. Pete Beach vacation while staying with their pet guardians. What's happening at the Island Grand?
Well, we believe strongly that people who travel with pets view them as if they're their children, and we need to treat them as such. And so what we've done is dedicated 48 of our prime suites to be pet-friendly, and we have a dog park, a pet park. You can have cats there as well if you'd like. It's a leash-free zone. We have all kinds of things for the pets to do when they're here. There's an area on the beach with hammocks. They can traverse the property in designated areas. And along the way, there are water fountains that automatically come on with a sensor when they put their nose underneath it so they can get a drink. And the list of things for them to do here is as plentiful as it is for the human guests.
Where exactly is this located?
Tradewinds Island Resorts. We have our Island Grand Resort is where the pet-friendly rooms are located, and it's located at 5500 Gulf Boulevard on St. Pete Beach, Florida. And in the nearby area, we're also very close in proximity to the number one beach in the United States rated by Dr. Beach. It's called Fort DeSoto Park. That state park also has a huge leash-free pet zone that the animals can run right down into the Gulf of Mexico in the mouth of Tampa Bay as part of the park feature.
Well, I know, you know, just the resort by itself, it just sounds lovely, and the pet amenities just by stepping foot out the door, there is so much to do. But what other pet amenities does the resort offer?
Well, we do some special things here. For example, we have a room service menu that's dedicated to pets. So, you know, we have mutt meatloaf and Fido's fajitas, and the list goes on and on of things that you can order. But if you're a registered guest and you're staying in one of the pet-friendly suites, we have an accessory center that's located downstairs on the lobby level, first floor. And individuals who are in those rooms have access to that with their guest room key. And inside, there's a variety of things that are available for them to use, from leashes to bowls. Right outside, there's a towel station there, and there's a special place with pet shampoo, that, you know, various kinds that you can use to wash your pet right outside the guest room. So there's a lot of little special things that we provide, trying to anticipate so that when you travel, it's much easier for you to do so.
Wow, that really, I think you guys have really gone over and above, and it almost sounds like a pet paradise, and if you want to bring the pet guardians along, maybe they can come too.
That's true. In a lot of situations, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, really, talk about a dog's life, and I suppose I should probably ask you about any promotional packages that you might be running right now.
Well, we have a lot of Florida resident specials. You can go to our website, justletgo.com. All the specials are located there, and then you can also read there's a special area in our website that's dedicated just to pets. And sort of the history of how we came to this is, you know, there are many storms that hit Florida from time to time, and we learned through that process that people just weren't willing to travel without their animals. And we realized that we were missing a big market share of people by not doing something special for them. So during those times in 2004 and 2005, we would turn our ballroom basically into a kennel just to accommodate these folks. And we said, that's not good enough. We really need to do this on an ongoing basis. And so we added all the features that you just heard about and many more over the last 12 months. And it has really been a tremendous success. It's just amazing how many people really do make that a criteria as a part of their travel. So,
well, I think one of the things that really piqued my interest was the Fido's Fabulous Adventure. Can you tell us about that?
You got me me on that one.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, I think it was probably everything that you just said, but there was a, I think it was called the Fido's Fabulous Adventure Promotional Package. So
you better read the memo on that one.
Memo to staff. What is this? Well, I'm sure when the listeners go and visit your website, they'll be able to find everything they need. And if not, they can contact you at the resort. So what, again, is the website for our listeners to take a look at?
Justletgo.com. And you can certainly find out anything you need to there, or you can call the hotel directly, and obviously one of our reservations agents would be more than happy to walk you through the details of the booking process as well as the requirements. We do have a few requirements for the pets. I mean, obviously, we'd like to have veterinary paperwork certifying their health before they arrive and so on. But that can all be done by email or fax prior to the arrival date.
Well, that's kind of a good reminder, because that's what we do when we get ready for our trip. We have a little folder that has our dog's vet records, because you really do need those, even if sometimes you plan on staying someplace and you end up someplace else. So it's always good to have those when you travel. So, hey, Keith, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk with me today.
It's my pleasure. We look forward to hosting many people with their pets here. We love it, and we think it's just fabulous for our business model.
Well, I think it sounds wonderful, and hope we get to see you sometime soon. So we're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk about food and treats that are low in calories for your pet. So sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Find an apartment you and your pet will love. At RentalLiving.com, you can explore over 70 pet-friendly apartment communities throughout Orange County. Our communities feature a wide array of floor plans, from studios to three-bedroom townhomes, with state-of-the-art amenities and unbeatable locations. Log on to www.RentalLiving.com to explore all our options and even take a virtual tour. Or call 1-800-422-5115. Find the perfect home for you and your pet at www.RentalLiving.com.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guest at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more. Celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. Now, I know your pet's health is at the top of your list, and on the line is Marco Giannini. I probably messed that up, from Dogs Well. Hi, Marco. Welcome to the show.
Susan, you said my name perfectly. Thank you very much for having me today.
Oh, gosh. Well, my pleasure. Now, I'm really excited about this. This is brand new for you guys, I think. It's called the Shape Up Weight Management line of food and treats. Tell us all about that.
It is. It's our new weight management line. It's low in fat and calories with L-carnitine to naturally burn fat. It's available in chicken breast jerky treats for cats and dogs and dry food for dogs. And it's the only line of dry dog food that can claim low and fat and calories for dogs. So, and have a chicken be the first ingredient, a protein be the first ingredient. So it's a fantastic line of dog food. It really is a first out there in the marketplace.
Well, now I should probably ask you: is this can humans use this if they should have a weight problem?
It is only fit for pet food consumption. But I was actually the other day in front of a crowd eating the dog food. So I'm happy to try it myself. But we do advise it is only for dogs.
Oh, I like your style, but if it, case of emergency.
In case of emergency. Yes.
You know, I love your website. It is really well done, and it's so, you know, the packaging just pops out, and it just seems like you always have great product representation. So it really does make me want to try everything. But what do you think is what's been a top seller for you guys?
Yeah, just like humans, dogs always have, it's the humanization of pets, right? And just like humans, dogs have issues with their hips and joints. That's the number one problem of dogs. That's actually the number two killer of dogs behind euthanasia, is hip dysplasia. And so, yeah, Happy Hips is a fantastic product for us. But our line goes great with Vitality, Mellow Mud, Breathies, and all the others. But Happy Hips is definitely a top product because of the hip and joint problem that dogs have, small and large. Even cats have it too.
So, oh, wow.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I did not know that. And I understand you've got your own special bailout program. What's that all about?
It's the Dogs Well Bow Wow Bailout. We want to have people, you know, it's a tough economic time right now. We want people to be able to keep their pets. So we're giving away 10,000 bags of dry food to people who've been either laid off, gotten a pay cut, or experienced some type of financial hardship with the economy right now. So all you have to do is fill out the form that's available at our website at dogswell.com. It's right there on the homepage. You fill out the form. There's no backup information necessary. It is the honor code. And we've had a flood of people sending in the forms, and we'll be sending, we're going to be starting to send out the food this week. And in that free food bag is an actual $5 coupon for your second purchase, $5 off your next purchase as well. So you get a free bag of food, and then you get a purchase on top of that. And it's really, you know, us, just like so many other companies, doing their part to help people in this economy.
Well, that is amazing. That is so wonderful for you guys to do that. And for listeners who aren't going to take advantage of the bailout program, but they would like to get a sample, what can they do to get some samples?
All they need to do, we'll be happy to give your listeners a sample. Have them email us at freesample@dogswell.com, and we will shoot them back a sample within 24 to 48 hours. We always respond right away to people, and we'll send out those samples to them, whatever they need. So have them email us at freesample@dogswell.com, and we'll be happy to send them out to them.
Wow, that is so awesome. So, hey, Marco, thanks so much for taking the time to talk with us today.
All right, Susan, you have a great day, and it's always a pleasure being on the show.
Okay, you take care. Hey,
take
for
care.
More information, go online to dogswell.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will find out about a special company and what they do to help our returning wounded service members and their military's families, plus hats and tees to our first 10 callers. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Animal Radio. Are you a fan yet?
Please do not speak in that accent. Speak in the plain English.
You guys are so funny.
There's a dream team of experts. Dr. Debbie, Joy Turner, Susan Sims, Vinnie Peck. Hey, that's me. The party animal segment. That's got to be your favorite, right? On Animal Radio?
I may need to go to church.
It's not going
to
help.
Do penance for listening.
You haven't listened to Animal Radio yet. Well, you don't love animals, quite frankly. Saturdays at noon, Sunday at 5 p.m. Channel 158.
Check out Animal Radio, Saturdays at noon Eastern on XM 158.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. And this segment is proudly brought to you by our good friends at The Honest Kitchen, where dehydrated raw pet foods offer a way to create fresh, natural meals for your pet in the comfort of your home. On the line is Gila Kurtz with Dog Is Good. Hello, Gila, and welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thank you for having me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Now, tell us what Dog Is Good is all about.
Well, Dog Is Good is a fresh new company that was launched last year by myself and pet photographer J. Nicole Smith. She's based out of Seattle. And we started it because we're both professionals in the pet industry, and as we looked around, we could not find any dog-themed apparel that expressed our love of dogs without sacrificing style. And so we decided to launch Dog Is Good, and have set a goal as being the leading provider or supplier of hip, fashionable, fun, and clever products for dog lovers.
I love that, hip and fashionable and fun. So what kind of hip, fashionable, fun, I can't even say that fast. What hip, fashionable, and fun items will we find on your website?
Well, we have a lot of fantastic products, and I really want to encourage everybody to go to the website at dogisgood.com. Nicole did an amazing job. Our website is fantastic. And on it, you're going to find a fabulous array of dynamic, dog-inspired apparel and gift items for dog lovers. As you're looking around on the website, what you'll find are fantastic styles in women's fitted T-shirts, but we also designed tees in the boxy basics as well, so that anybody could wear our product. We just released a few new products, and some of our more popular items that people can find are the latest design called It's All Fun and Games, until someone ends up in a cone. That's been a huge hit. And then our ever-popular favorite is Your Dog Doesn't Know Sit. and it's really cute when you see it on there. But in addition to the T-shirts, we do also offer hats, a wonderful line of greeting cards and stickers as well.
Well, that's so much fun. But you're involved in a campaign, U.S. Cares. And tell us what that is and how Dog is Good is involved.
Well, we are really excited to be involved with USA Cares. It's a fantastic organization. It was created to provide military families with financial support and critical resources in their time of need. And what they do is they do this through three key areas. They provide injured soldiers, returning from overseas through their combat injured program. They also focus on assisting military families in saving their homes or saving them from eviction during their through their housing assistance program. And they also offer support to military families through their quality of life program. And one of the reasons why we chose this organization is because I myself am a military spouse, have been so for the past 20 years. And as a spouse, I know all too well the sacrifices that our military families make, particularly those affected by tragedies and injuries during their service to our country. And so we designed this new T-shirt. We're very excited about it. It's a patriotic tee which says, "United We Stand, Bark for America." And you'll see it on the website, but the graphics display a variety of silhouettes of different dog breeds, all standing on end on a patriotic background. And we just hoped that people's love of dogs, as well as their desire to support America and those who fight for our freedoms, they would be inspired to wear this T-shirt any time year-round, but particularly as we approach Memorial Day and 4th of July holiday season. And we are really proud to donate $10 from the sale of every one of those T-shirts to USA Cares.
Wow, that's fabulous. That is really wonderful that you've done something like that. And I know that when you go on your website, there is a lot to take a look at, but they'll also be able to see the campaign for the USA Cares?
Yes.
Okay, and I understand you have some fantastic items you want to give away to our first 10 callers.
Yes, we will be giving away some hats, our signature Dog is Good hats, as well as our very stylish blue bling Dog is Good T-shirt. It's great to wear. You can wear it around during the day, but you can also dress it up for nighttime. And then we also have our black basic Dog is Good T-shirt. So I kind of have a variety of stuff depending on the callers calling in, and I'm happy to donate those and give those away.
That is so great. So, listeners, start calling in right now to 866-405-8405 and be among the first 10 callers to receive gifts from Dog is Good. Once again, that number to call is 866-405-8405. Gila, thank you so much for taking the time to talk with me today.
Oh, it's absolutely my pleasure. Thank you.
You bet. For more information, check out their website, dogisgood.com. We're going to take a quick break, and when we come back, we will talk about a phyto-friendly destination. So, sit and stay. We'll be right back with more Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
Find an apartment you and your pet will love. At rentalliving.com, you can explore over 70 pet-friendly apartment communities throughout Orange County. Our communities feature a wide array of floor plans, from studios to three-bedroom townhomes, with state-of-the-art amenities and unbeatable locations. Log on to www.rentalliving.com to explore all our options and even take a virtual tour. Or call 1-800-422-5115. Find the perfect home for you and your pet at www.rentalliving.com.
You're listening to Animal Radio. You can learn more about today's guests at animalradio.com. Log on. Learn more.
Celebrating our connection with our pets. From all across the globe, this is Animal Radio.
Welcome back. This is Susan Sims for Phyto-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio. You know, I've always wanted to go to the Hamptons. And the people that are planning on vacation to the Hamptons this summer don't have to leave Phyto behind. And on the phone is Barbara Feldman, Hamptons Realtor and who's who in luxury real estate. Hi, Barbara. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Susan. Thank you for having me.
Hey, it's my pleasure. So tell us, what makes the Hamptons a pet-friendly destination?
Actually, everything about the Hamptons makes it pet-friendly. It is, East Hampton is actually one of the few towns that does not even have a leash law. Dogs are allowed to wander. And our beaches are pet-friendly, not all day, because, you know, there are people that go there, some of whom do object to having, you know, dogs running around, but certain hours
of
the day,
I know.
Early. Well, no one we know, but you'd be surprised.
Yeah, no one we know.
Those, right. The Grinches are still out there somewhere. Up until now, it's been a little bit dicey about renting houses, but I think partially because I've made such an issue out of it, more and more homeowners or renters are now willing to accept dogs and cats as well, but primarily dogs. And it's just a wonderful place to be. We have the largest dog park, probably, I think, in the country at this point. It is 11 acres, all fenced in, with a wonderful trail that's a mile around, and people come from all over the place. Every town, some of them drive, you know, close to an hour to bring their dogs there to walk every single day.
Wow. Well, 11 acres, I mean, that's worth a day's drive to get there, really, when, especially if you don't have a nice big backyard for your dog to run and play. And now, is that the hours on the dog park? Could they probably have those posted so people, that's probably like an 8-hour day type of thing?
Sunrise to sunset.
And is that anywhere near, the beach?
But the beach is about, well, everything is near the beach in the Hamptons. You're at the very worst case scenario, you're about 10 minutes away from any beach, and that would be the ocean beach. And then on the other side, we have bay beaches, which are just gorgeous. And I happen to live near one named Maidstone, and that is also dog-friendly. And if you want to walk your dog by the edge of the bay, and it's just wonderful. It's so beautiful, and they can run free, and it's just a great thing.
Well, now, for us that are planning to rent, what's a good time to rent? Or should I say, how soon should someone start looking for a vacation rental?
What time is it? You should have started already.
Yesterday?
The season officially starts Memorial Day. That's
okay.
Our season is Memorial Day to Labor Day, although now we're finding more people renting year-round because they like to come out all year, the weekends. We do have some shorter-term renters, but by shorter-term, I'm meaning a month, partial season. We don't really do too many weekends or weekly rentals. If somebody's interested in that, then they would be contacting some of the wonderful bed and breakfasts that we have here, which, by the way, are also pet-friendly.
Oh, that's so good.
Yes.
So really, it's for the family and their canine companion. If they really want to enjoy the Hamptons for, say, you know, 4 weeks, they would be contacting you so they could find out what's going to be available.
That's correct. And I have made a real project out of putting together a list of pet-friendly rentals that are available either monthly, seasonally, or yearly. And some of them, they range pretty much from anywhere from $25,000 for the season. We just had the highest rental of all, which is staggering, it was $900,000 for the season. The season.
Oh, my goodness.
It was pretty unbelievable. But you can go up to about $300,000 or $400,000 for an oceanfront home. And I do have some oceanfront homes that are pet-friendly, which is unusual because they're very high-end homes. But, you know, I've gotten on the phone and I've talked to all the owners, and I explained to them that it's very important. And some of them who were initially no, no, no are now saying, well, you know what, you're right. There really is nothing wrong with having a dog. I mean, the way I put it is I'd rather have a dog than a kid. Running around.
Fingerprints and all that.
That's right.
Now,
it's like...
Go ahead. What I was going to ask you is, someone's new and this is their first time that they vacation. Are you going to be able to provide a list of pet professionals in the area, like pet sitters, vets, daycare, that type of thing?
I have pet sitters. I have groomers. I have pet stores. I have supplies. There is nothing that I can't provide to somebody who is coming to the Hamptons with their pet. I'm fairly well-known. Go ahead.
You're fair. You should probably have a t-shirt.
I walk up and down the street with two Afghan hounds, two show dogs. Everybody knows my dogs. And I'm really very involved in the whole thing. We also have a wonderful no-kill shelter, the Animal Rescue Fund, and they have saved, I can't tell you how many dogs and cats that have been abandoned. And, in fact, they took in a lot of the Katrina animals and found either their owners or homes for these pets.
Wow, that's really great. Well, so if someone comes to the Hamptons without their best friend, they might very well take a stop by and they might leave with one.
Well, that's true. And for those people who don't want a full-time pet, one of my clients actually goes every weekend when she comes out here. She owns a house, and when she comes out, she goes to the Animal Rescue Fund and walks one or two dogs every weekend so that they get some human contact and some socialization. And it's really a wonderful, wonderful thing.
That's really a good reminder. We've done that ourselves when on our travels, and I think a lot of the shelters really, you know, they're short on volunteers, so they really appreciate people doing that. So tell me real quickly, what is the website for people to learn more about rentals in the Hamptons?
Well, my website is www, of course, BarbaraSellsTheHamptons.com, and there will be a whole list of rentals, and they will be called out as pet-friendly, if they are pet-friendly, and most of mine are because that has been my focus, and it's a just wonderful thing to be able to involve with people who love animals. It's really, I always say, it always comes down to the dogs for me. All my social contacts, all my business contacts, somehow it always comes back to the dogs, and it's really been the focus of my life for a very, very long time.
Well, you're one of us, and that's why it's great to have you on Animal Radio. So thanks for taking the time to talk with me today.
And thank you so much for interviewing me and calling me. And I think your magazine is absolutely terrific. I just love it. I read it cover to cover every time.
I love it, and I only paid you $5 to say that. Thanks,
have
Barbara.
A great day. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. Hey, that's it for Fido-Friendly Travel Talk. And for more information on today's show or just about traveling with Fido, you can pick up a copy of Fido-Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. We're at Borders, Barnes & Noble, and PetSmart, and coming soon to Costco. Or just go online to FidoFriendly.com and subscribe today. So until next time, travel safe, leave no dog behind. This is Susan Sims for Fido-Friendly Travel Talk on Animal Radio.
This is Animal Radio Network.